Our 68-team college basketball previews continuing on. A look at the Omaha Mavericks. I'm with Gary Sharp, play-by-play voice for them. Gary, how are we doing today?
Good, Trevor. Thanks for having me on. I think the last time we talked, we were headed to the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, and it was the first time for Omaha. Obviously, it was a great year. They put up a battle against a really, really good Houston team in that game. I guess, now with the 7-ish months or so to reflect on the season they had, speak to, what a year it was for Coach Chris Crutchfield there at Omaha.
Yeah, put it the program and the school on the map. I mean, going to the NCAA tournament for the first time in program history, I think it's the greatest accomplishment that the athletic department had had. Got a lot of attention, for not only the trash can stuff, but also that they had a good season, that at one point they were 4-9, finished 22-13. And I think it's also helped in the offseason, with the confidence of guys that are returning, that now the standard has been set, that, the expectation is to be competing to go to the NCAA tournament every year. And I think that's driven them in the offseason. And as a result, they're preseason second in their league. And I think people are excited to get going two weeks from today.
Yeah, and they will have to replace the top two scorers from a year ago, but there is some talent returning. I know one of the guys from our coverage area that I want to ask you about in a little bit, but what from last year does carry over into this year for Omaha men's basketball in terms of what they can do well?
I think they saw a success, so they saw how to win, and you're right. Not having Markell Sutton, who was the player of the year in the league and is doing great things for LSU, and Omaha and LSU actually will see each other in November, and then J.J. White, who's down at Baylor. I mean, those are two luxuries to have in a league where there's not a lot of four men that played like Markell, and there's not a lot of great point guard play like J.J. had. So they're going to have to replace that. But I think guys that are returning, and they returned three of their five starters, 54% of their scoring. I think guys saw what it takes to have success, and there's a drive there. And I also think there's a, there's a little bit of a bad taste in the mouth of got to the NCAA tournament and didn't play a full 40 minutes. And so want to get back there. And also, I think to prove people that last year was not a fluke, that this is a program that's arrived and they can sustain it. But it's going to be a difficult chore replacing both of those guys. But they've had a good summer, and I think they're ready to go when the season starts against Murray State and Sioux Falls.
Yeah, and their returning leading scorer from a year ago is three-time CAMA-land Missouri Player of the Year, Tony Osborne. You followed him in high school, and not a surprise that he eventually found a rhythm and had success at the college level. I guess just speak to what's going to be asked of him this year, as he is their returning leading scorer, and he's obviously a year older, a year wiser.
Yeah, he's one of my favorite players of all time. I mean, I think just the personality of T.O., he stuck with the program. He's been here from day one, and he committed to Coach Hanson, not Coach Crutchfield. And he stuck with his commitment, and he's just grown up. And I think you saw last year when he was healthy, he was a deadly shooter. And the one thing that'll be the transition this year is he's going to play point guard. So he's going to have to facilitate things a little bit more and then also pick and choose when he takes a shot. And we know what his shot is like. He can hit threes. He's one of the more prolific three-point shooters in the league. I think there's a drive with Tony this year. I think he wants to go out, be remembered as one of the better Maverick players of all time. But, I think he also has a little bit of a drive of a personal goal is to keep a player of the year in the Summit League home. I think that's something he'd really like to get. But, it'll take a little bit for him to get used to playing point guard. He's played point guard before. He was kind of the backup to J.J. White last year. But they're going to ask him to play longer stretches of point this year, but also shoot the basketball. So his thing, and we've seen it during preseason workouts and now that they've been back together and getting ready for the season, is he's got to learn how to get the other four guys on the floor involved, and then when it's go time, when he steps up and takes the shot. But we know when Tony gets going, he can be pretty lethal from the outside. Just ask South Dakota in the semifinals of the conference tournament last year.
Yeah, also one of my favorite players that I've ever covered at the high school level as well. Again, we're talking all things Omaha men's basketball with Gary Sharp. When it comes to the guys around Tony this year, what is that going to look like?
Well, Lance Waddles is a guy that last year played quite a bit of time. He actually began the year as a starting point guard. It just wasn't a role that fit him, and they swapped him out with J.J. White, and then Lance came off the bench, and he was a lot more comfortable. And he was a guy that if you needed 15, he can go get you 15. If you needed a guy just to give you, 15 minutes and get you 10 points or so, he could do that. Lance has had a great offseason. He might have had the best offseason of anybody on this roster. He's gotten stronger. He'll play the wing. He can put the ball on the floor and get to the rim. Isaac Anakane is another guy who had 13 rebounds against St. John's in the NCAA tournament. They call him Big Slim. He's lost about 25 pounds in the offseason, and he's a guy that is a banger inside. So those are three of their main guys. Now, in the offseason, they added Chris Richardson, who is 7'1" from Long Beach State. Chris Crutchfield, the head coach, thinks that he'll be in the NBA someday. So you're going to see a lot of pick and rolls and lobs and stuff to him. They added a couple of shooters, Julian Mayweather, who is an outside threat from South Alabama. They will shoot the ball better. I think they'll have more shooters on the floor, which will help them. They're still going to have a pace where they're going to run up and down the floor. Their defense has gotten better throughout the last couple of years under Chris Crutchfield. And then another guy that people sometimes forget, but we don't forget, he's one of the most tenacious defenders in the Summer League, and that's Jayshon Glover, who is also a senior who got accolades for his defensive ability last year, has already gotten some preseason recognition. So he's a guy that will slide, actually, Trevor, into the starting lineup. He began his career as a starter, went to the bench. He was a lot more comfortable off the bench, but now he's back as a starter, and his scoring has improved. So he's a guy to watch.
Knowing what you know about, you know, the roster makeup at Omaha going into this year, what do you feel are going to be the things they can do well? And if there's anything that could be a weakness, at least early on, what do you think that is?
I think this is a team that will be able to score and then be able to score in all three levels. I think they're built that way. My biggest concern will be, can they rebound? Last year, they not only had Anakane, but they also had Markel Sutton, was a great rebounder. Cam Thomas, who is back this year, who's a wing player from Chicago. They had Josh Streit last year, was a blue-collar guy. Can this team rebound enough to give them extra possession? Because last year, they were about as good of a team as I've seen at Omaha in terms of being on the glass. So they're going to be able to score. Will they be able to rebound on a consistent basis that helped them so much last year?
Yeah, and you know, get to the tournament for the first time a year ago. As you mentioned, this is a group that is hungry and wants to get back there. And you know, with the league they're in, the Summit League, I mean, you can have a great regular season, right? But it all comes down to the tournament and one bad game, and all of a sudden, you're in another tournament or you're not in a tournament at all. Who is the biggest threat to Omaha's chances of getting back to the NCAA tournament this year?
Well, I think a couple of teams, and you're right about the way the Summit League is, and I think we all wish that it would someday be a two-bid league and that you can get an at-large team in there, but it is what it is. And, you know, it kind of, everybody looks and says, well, the season doesn't start until January 1, even though you've been playing for 2 months. I think St. Thomas is somebody, and they're the preseason favorite just ahead of Omaha. This is the first year they're eligible. They're moving into a brand-new arena on campus in St. Paul, Minnesota. They've got some returning talent. They got a couple of guys that were all conference last year. They're going to be a threat, and you know, they showed against Omaha in the championship game. So it's kind of the story of first year eligible. They make the move from Division III. Is this year they get into the NCAA tournament? South Dakota will be much better. Also, South Dakota State's not going anywhere. So the usual teams in the Summit League that have been good are going to be good again. It's just that Omaha has joined them. That Omaha is, you know, taken seriously, and Omaha being second preseason, that's the highest in program history. So I think guys have looked at it. Also, is a little bit of chip on their shoulder of, oh, we think we're really good, but maybe everybody else just needs a reminder. So it's going to be a fun Summit League season. I think even the bottom teams in the league that have made some changes with their coaches, like Oral Roberts in Denver, they will be better than they've been in the last couple of years.
Looking forward to following in Gary Sharp, play-by-play voice for Omaha men's basketball. Gary, appreciate the time today and enjoy the upcoming season.
Hey, thanks, Trevor, for having me on.